If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size? If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, so Sunday evening, I had the honor of being a guest on Armed American Radio with our friend Mark Walters. And Mark, welcome into the show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Yeah, thanks for jumping in, man. You're a fan favorite for a reason. I love you. I appreciate it. Good morning. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
You're great. And you know what I did, Kim? I promised him I'd be on his show, and I went outside to do some honey-do list yard work.
Oh, don't tell me you forgot.
And I forgot my phone on the counter, and I come back in like 10 minutes after the hour, and I see that I've missed all these calls, and I'm like, oh, my God.
You hear that, Mark? Now you have an excuse if that
know,
ever happens to
him.
Us.
No. That was turnabout was fair play because I had to go put air in my wife's tires a few weeks ago and did the same thing. But, you know, Mark, the professional in me, the flow kind of went with this. Producer jumps in my ear and he says, no Mark Cox yet. I said, I know he'll be coming in. I'll take this segment, ask him if he'll stay for number two. And we went live and boom, everything just worked. Right?
Yes.
A true professional.
It worked out. It worked out beautifully. And you know, one thing Mark and I were talking about earlier, Kim read a story from Hawaii where they're going to impose some climate change.
It's a tourist chat.
Tourist tax.
I can't talk. Tourist tax.
Yeah.
to battle climate change. So when you go book your hotel in Hawaii, as if it's not already expensive enough, you'll be paying a higher tax to make sure that they can fight climate change.
That's true. But let me interject here. What Mark and I talked about is that while they did that crazy thing, they didn't go so far as to ban scary black rifles like they have in Illinois. There was a bill and it failed, I believe, in the Hawaii Senate. The governor was ready to sign it. They were going to ban any sort of what they refer to as assault weapons on the island, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's kind of head turning because Hawaii, we don't think there's a few states out there we don't think about when it comes to guns a lot, right? Hawaii
right.
is one of them.
Right.
Hawaii just doesn't come to mind when you think about guns. But Hawaii, we talk a lot about Colorado, you know, with these atrocious bills that they've just passed. Governor Hochul in New York just signed three more atrocious bills. They're looking for more. And you wonder how much more can they continue to bring to us. Meanwhile, Hawaii has some of the worst gun laws ever in this country. But it's kind of off of our radar, maybe just because of about where it sits. It just doesn't seem to make a lot of news. You know, there's a huge case out there, the Wolford case right now, that the Department of Justice just did something in Hawaii and signed an amicus brief in support of the Second Amendment. The DOJ, for the first time ever in the history of the DOJ, supporting our gun rights in the Wolford case in Hawaii, which is, you know, another phenomenal move by the Trump administration. So yeah, Hawaii, I don't know why the Democrats did what they did. Forgive me for not having that answer right now. I haven't had a chance to dig into that. I only know the headline, and that is that the Democrats killed that bill. It could be signaling that they know it's unconstitutional. You know, we've got that Fourth Circuit case that's looming out there right now that the Supreme Court still hasn't taken, that we know if they do, we'll win. They're paying attention maybe to what happened in Colorado. Colorado Democrats killed the assault weapons ban bill also, maybe for the same reason. So something to watch for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, as we rightfully pointed out the other night on your show, this DOJ intervention is long overdue. I mean, where was this during the first Trump administration? I don't know if this is coming down from the president, if they've just got better people in place. I like to think that's what it is.
I think it's all of those, to be honest with you guys. You know, where was a great question? Where was this in the first Trump administration? The Trump administration, without argument, the first administration, let's go back to the first campaign when he came down the escalator. Trump ran, and we talked about it, that this was, back in 2016, the most pro-gun campaign ever. Now, jump forward to 2024. My gosh, he's matured on the subject. Somebody's gotten to him. He knows the mistakes that he made in the first administration, and he's not going to make them in the second. So we all talk about how, when are things going to be changing? Well, they are changing, and if you glance over your shoulder and make that objective comparison and look at what's happening to the Second Amendment, it is moving at lightning breakneck speed. We just want it now. We want more of it, right? And that's kind of in our nature. But at the same time, when you're honest and you look back objectively, you think, look at the moves that Trump has already made on 2A issues.
Yeah.
So I think it's a combination of all that, Mark.
Well, Pam Bondi owes us one because she's the one that imposed the red flag law. And she was attorney general when the red flag law was imposed in Florida after Parkland. So she should be out there defending our Second Amendment rights now, because that was pretty disappointing when it happened, I'll have to say. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that in defense of Pam Bondi on that, the legislature wrote that in Florida. Scott signed it, and Pam Bondi, doing the political thing that she did at the time, fresh in every Parkland was fresh in everybody's mind at that time. You remember the governor, Scott, was running for Senate at the time.
That's true.
So I don't know where she would be nationally. Now she hasn't spoken about it. I do not believe that she would support a national red flag law right now at all. And I think they know that was a big mistake in the state.
That's what I wondered. How many of these decisions people would now do differently? Could they go, if they could go back?
Yeah, I imagine they'd go back.
You know, it's interesting, guys, because in Florida, the gunshine state, Florida's got issues.
I've never heard that. That's hilarious.
Florida has big issues down there. It's Republicans killing the advancement of Second Amendment issues in the state of Florida. They just killed campus carry because of what happened at FSU, and it was Republicans that did it. And it was Republicans that are fighting to stop the repeal of the red flag law and the 18 to 20-year-old ban in the state of Florida that were instituted, those two parts of that bill that we talk about that we don't like. The good parts of the bill was we've got armed guardians in Florida schools. It's been wildly successful. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword for sure.
Yeah, very sure. So, Mark, you keep up with all this stuff. You're so great at it. What is there anything in the final... what we have till early June now, I guess, for the Supreme Court. Is there anything we're still expecting out of them Second Amendment related this session?
Yeah, well, not for this session, but what we're looking at now, anything that they agree to take is going to be heard in their next session. But the big one is that Fourth Circuit Maryland assault weapons ban. That's the one we're keeping our eyes on. And we really desperately need the court to take that case, because that will stop Colorado. That will stop any of these future gun bans that we're looking at. There are splits in the circuits on these things. The Supreme Court has ruled without a doubt in Bruin that you cannot ban guns in common use, and there are over 30 million AR-15s in use. Now, you got to look at Shifty Schiff and Padilla, Blumenthal, and Murphy. Those four rabid gun grabbers in Connecticut and California just filed the 2025 assault weapons ban bill. They say they don't want to take your guns, but there's 9 pages of guns listed by individual manufacturer and model number that they do want to take. So they talk out both sides of their mouth. A win in that Fourth Circuit case would stop all of that. So it's critical that they get that case.
Yeah, well, let's pray that they do, because my friends across the river in Illinois are still have the boot of government on their throat right now.
Well, that's Pritzker. All you got to do is look at him. I don't know what his deal is. If he thinks he's, I don't know. Maybe he thinks he's fighting AOC and Bernie for a nomination in 2028. And if that's the hill he wants to die on, let him. He'll go nowhere.
That's my guess as well. Yeah. Remind people where they can watch Armed American Radio.
Yeah, they can watch us on social media, on X, YouTube, Rumble. You catch us on Facebook, and you can listen to the show on dozens of radio stations, on The Daily Show and hundreds on The Weekend Show at armedamericanradio.com. And we love you guys, man. Thanks for fighting the fight every day.
Same to you, Mark. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Mark Walters there of Armed American Radio. So, yeah, I hope he's right. Yeah, so this situation, it's got to change, right, in Illinois, where it's just a punch in the gut to every law-abiding citizen in the state of Illinois, that you don't have the right to go out and purchase a semi-automatic sporting rifle like I do here in the state of Missouri. You can't do that because King Pritzker has decided he's going to strip you of that particular constitutional right. And why the court has not stepped in before this baffles me.
And what's,
I just don't know.
What's sad is that even though a lot of Illinois is conservative on the outskirts of Chicago, because so many people live in Chicago, they'll never have a conservative governor. They just
won't.
Well,
that's why the court's going to have to step in and smack them down on this one, for sure. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. What are we discussing today?
Just yesterday, I had this conversation with so many people. You know, obviously the sun is out right now, which is probably making a lot of us happy, but the repeated rain we've had has been so depressing. Please tell me I'm not the only one who's been really feeling that. I want to talk about this because it really does have an effect on your mood and your productivity, everything.
Oh, back in just a minute. Stay tuned.